Yes, be attentive.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord has chastened me sorely.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to our food and drink? Do we not have the right to be accompanied by a wife, as the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? Do I say this on human authority? Does not the law say the same? For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out the grain." Is it for the oxen that God is concerned? Does he not speak entirely for our sake? It was written for our sake because the plowman should plow in hope and the thresher thresh in hope of the share in the crop. If we have sown spiritual good among you, is it too much if we reap your material benefits? If others share their rightful claim upon you, do not we still more? Nevertheless, we have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Said this parable, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents, and as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, 'Lord, have patience on me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down and besought him, 'Have patience on me, and I will pay you.' He refused and went and put him in prison till he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And in his anger, his lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart."
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel.
Good morning. In 2008, Gwyneth Paltrow, the famous actress, began to publish a lifestyle newsletter entitled Goop. When she did, the world quickly learned how out of touch she was with reality. Her 2015 holiday guide was widely criticized for including frivolous products at insanely high prices, like a $244 toothpaste squeezer, a $2,300 set of playing cards, a $55,000 pair of headphones, and a $125,000 set of gold dumbbells. Emphasis on dumb. Surely we can't relate to this out-of-touch Christmas gift list. Surely this Christmas gift list is out of sync with the vast majority of the population. Surely we can't relate to this extreme squandering of money. Surely we can't relate to the frivolity of this gift idea list. In today's gospel lesson we just heard, the parable of the king who settled accounts with his servants. One servant owed the king 10,000 talents. To put this in perspective, one talent is about 6,000 days of work, not including weekends and vacation. And 10,000 talents would be, in 2018 U.S. terms, about $14 billion. $14 billion. And what happens in today's parable? The servant who owes the money says, "Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." Yeah, right. Who could pay back $14 billion? Yet, the king forgives the servant, knowing the debt could never be repaid. But what happens next? The servant who owed the money approached another servant who owed him 100 denarii, about $24,000. This amount, which could be paid back in time, is not forgiven. The servant grabs the other servant by the throat and demands, "Pay what you owe." The servant doesn't forgive. He is out of touch with the king's forgiveness. He is out of touch with the king's kindness. He is out of touch with the king's rich mercy. And what about us? What about our pettiness? What about our grudges? What about our lack of forgiveness? Will the King of Heaven look on us on the Day of Judgment and say, "I cannot relate to your lack of mercy"? Will he say, "You are out of touch with my forgiveness"? Will he say, "You are cheap in mercy"? Will he, in return, apply our lack of mercy on us? Will he remind us of the prayer he taught us? "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." At first, the servant who owed $14 billion was forgiven the debt. The servant said he would repay the $14 billion. The servant just asked for time to repay the debt. But the king did more. Above and beyond what was asked, the king forgave the debt. He forgave the 10,000 talents, the $14 billion. And that is how God is. God is above and beyond what we deserve. God does above and beyond what we even ask for. His mercy is so deep and so rich. but we have to forgive too. We cannot be cheap in our forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The question is, do we live the words we pray? Maybe, like Gwyneth Paltrow, we need a reality check. We can start by pausing for a moment and honestly asking ourselves the following questions. Is there someone in my life that I have been withholding forgiveness from? Have I been harboring a grudge towards someone whom I feel has slighted, mistreated, or hurt me? Do I beg for God's forgiveness and yet remain unmoved towards others' pleas of forgiveness from me? Forgiving others is not merely something God asks of us. Forgiving others is an opportunity to be like the King. Forgiving others is an opportunity to be like God. Isn't that our goal? Our goal is not just to go to heaven. It is also to be like God, to be like God, to imitate God's goodness, to share in the joy of an upright, holy, loving, and righteous life now. A life full of forgiveness and love for others. It is amazing how easy it is to judge Gwyneth Paltrow to be out of touch based on her holiday gift guide. And yet, we are blind to how out of touch we are and how little we imitate God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us then not be out of touch with God's forgiveness. Let us be rich in mercy, just as our King is rich in mercy. Let us imitate the King, the one who forgives $14 billion. And let his mercy and forgiveness abound in us and through us to all those whom we encounter in our lives. Amen.